What is up, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Vegas Confessions podcast. This one's going to be a fun one as we had the opportunity to chat with the folks over at Atomic Golf, which is opening up this upcoming Friday, and boy, do they have a lot of fun stuff planned for the venue. So not only are we going to ask and find out all the details and everything you need to know about it, we had a fun chat with Ashley, who is the National Director of Sales for Atomic Golf, and found out a little more and brought in some bonus question over for the Patreon side of the show. So again, if you want to check that out, consider checking out the Patreon side, where everything is released early, both video and audio content, and we throw some bonus content over there on that side as well, where we chat about some of the worst experiences we've had and some of the underrated places that you got to check out. All right, well, so without wasting any more time, let's get to it. Oh yeah, and I forgot to tell you guys where we're meeting up after this.
I'll be at the Red Lobster in case you change your mind, Shooter. God bless!
Hey there, everyone. This is Matt Bridger, and you are listening to the Vegas Confessions podcast.
Didn't we go to my favorite dive bar before that? We went to Double Down.
Double Down Saloon. Yeah, we had some ash juice.
I am all about asking.
You guys need to go check that room. There's like a dead guy in the bed. And the lady at the counter says, well, we'll call housekeeping. Like, housekeeping?
Jay's never met an asshole he didn't like. Shout out to the guy at third base at the blackjack table I was at last, who was obviously trying to keep a high-low count, but was mouthing the numbers as the cards were being turned over.
Be careful what you say, because we can have you whacked.
Okay, I'm Nicky Firmich, and you're listening to the Vegas Confessions podcast.
Alrighty, guys, so welcome back. We have another special opportunity to bring in a fun interview with Ashley, who's working with one of the newest venues hitting the Las Vegas Strip itself. Kelly, this is something we've talked about doing here in the past, and I'm looking forward to it even more now that I've actually been looking up more of the place, seeing what they're doing. So folks, listeners, let me welcome in Ashley Vaughn, the National Director of Sales for Atomic Golf, to the Vegas Confessions podcast. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much, Jay and Kelly, as well. I love to hear your excitement already before we've even got into the details.
Well, that's what's so exciting is because it's not open yet, but there's been word around town for the last couple of years about this.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we've had it brought up in multiple conversations with a bunch of people from Vegas saying, oh, there's a new coming. It's going to be absolutely fun.
And what's so much new going on in town, right?
Yes.
You got Fountain Blue on that side of the strip. That's
notwithstanding any competition. You have a lot of competition, but a lot of people are still bringing it up. So we're excited that it's coming and another attraction that sounds like it's going to bring a lot to Vegas.
Yeah, 100%. And just before we jump into anything more, I do want to highlight some features about this place that I saw just doing some research myself before we jump into anything. Just listen to this, guys. This is how amazing this place sounds, right? Now, you guys know I'm not a beer drinker before we even start talking, but this place offers something really cool that makes me just want to go and drink beer, and you'll catch it when we start talking about this. But check this out. So this place spans nearly 7 acres. It's 4 stories high, 6 full-service bars, 103 hitting bays, a putting district, 8 digital putting bays, a chef-designed menu, luxury suites throughout the property. They have meeting rooms as well, event space, all of that's there. But one of the exciting things I want to talk about is the Astrocade. Now, this provides a full ceiling-to-floor of HD screens showing all the different sports and main events going on in town, right? Or just in general, entertainment going on. Now, what got me very interested, this is the part that got me interested, the tap room. It's offering over 30 different locally brewed beers powered by the Bottoms Up beer technology.
The video looked amazing.
Ashley, tell me more.
I'll tell
please.
You.
This is cool. Just about this part. This is sounds really cool, but guys, just to sum it up, it fills up the glass from the bottom up, right?
That's exactly right. The thing about Atomic Golf is it's all experiential, right? So it's of course, the golf is an experience and a way to interact with each other and with the game. And then the beer is also an experience because you described it well. you get to, it's actually self-service.
Yeah.
So you come in, check in the tap room, where lots of times you're doing a bar crawl and going to many different bars. We love our Arts District neighbors and have partnered with a few different breweries down there to bring a variety of different craft beers made right here in Vegas all to one spot. So what you do is you check in, you get a card, you put X amount of dollars on it, and then you get to pick how many ounces you want of each beer, whether you want to try it or you want to have a full glass. You make the experience and get to enjoy the beers that you and your group like.
That's very cool. And this is like a doorway. Like, believe it or not, Ashley, you guys are right there within the Arts District span. Right. But like you mentioned, you're bringing in those breweries, which are right down the street. And hey, oh, you really like this? You can walk right down the street and go check out all these other breweries that are doing something similar. So this is a really good idea.
I'm glad you think so. I think so as well. We even have one brewery that made a special beer just for us that you can only have at Atomic Golf and is specific to Atomic. So something different flavors for everybody.
Yeah, that's very neat.
That is awesome.
So we have a bunch of questions here. We'll do a rapid fire style session here of just different questions. Kelly, I got a two-parter that's lined up for you for the first part. And I was sitting here writing out the questions, and it's funny that we, again, before we jump into this, guys, I do want to phrase, we are not huge golfers, right? We don't go everywhere ready with our clubs. And
not that we wouldn't love the golf experience.
Absolutely, yes.
We just, with our kids, we're more softball, baseball, football inclined with our history. Yes.
And we've talked about this before. Like, we have friends that go, and they go over to the Wynn properties and some of the other nice courses that are around town where, Ashley, as you know and can attest to, some of these places you're going to put some real money up in. And you become members and involved with these places. You feel committed, right? But that's to say the least. I am not a member. I am not a pro golfer. I do, like I said, find it entertaining and interesting that we should check it out at some point because these facilities seem fun. And the way it's designed, it kind of looks like a mini Encore or a mini Red Rock, how it curves, you know, the building. That's how it's set up. And it looks really cool. So let's jump into some questions. Kelly, hit your first two-parter real quick. And that way we can bring some more answers because I have a lot of questions.
All right. He has a lot lined up for us. So we are ready to roll here. So Ashley, what is the admission price?
No admission price.
No admission
price.
Come
on in. You can experience the bars or you can go play golf, which is a per hour price.
Perfect. And so you're just basically paying per activity. Is that how it's venued?
Correct. Whether it's golf, putting, beers, you're paying for that activity. Although I will say you can also join in our Astrocade, like Jay mentioned, and just watch games and enjoy the atmosphere. No admission price for that.
See, and that was a big one. I wanted to find out, like, because a lot of stuff, like Area 15, not to compare.
I was just going
to
say the exact same thing. But yeah, it's the same thing.
If you go in there, you're paying for each experience.
Right.
And this is really cool because with so much to offer, what you guys are bringing to the table, there's no way anybody could take advantage of that in one day, right? Unless they spent that full day there, 24-hour challenge type deal. So it goes to show that it's a smart marketing system. And another thing I noticed, like I'll mention, I know Kelly, you have it in there, is the way you guys are doing stuff. But we'll talk about that in a second. Let's jump into what are some of your favorite areas that you are excited about the public seeing?
Well, let's talk about the luxury suite. We have one on the third and fourth floor. So in there, there's two enormous big screens, bigger than my Toyota Corolla. There's one that's 135 inches, one that's 110 inches, and it's a really special indoor luxury suite with private elevator, private restroom, and opens up to the golf base. So the amount of thought that our team has put into the artwork and the designing and the furniture of that luxury suite is really, really special. People want to do stuff in Vegas that they're not able to do anywhere else. Well, that luxury suite is one of them. And then another thing that I would love to deep dive with you guys is our art murals throughout the venue. So we talked about the Arts District.
Mm-hmm.
We actually commissioned the same group of artists, the ISI group. who do all the art murals in the arts district throughout the arts district on the sides of the buildings. And they have done custom murals throughout our venue. So our murals tell a story. They embrace our energy and our theme and our colors. And there's gigantic murals. There's also little hidden gems throughout the entire space. But I absolutely love that we've leaned into the local community and really got to highlight our Las Vegas artists throughout the entire venue.
That's such a great tie-in. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, that's very cool.
So what are the hours of operation once you guys open on March 22nd?
Woo, March 22nd, 10 a.m. that day. I'm so looking forward to it. And then throughout the week, it varies a little bit each day. Monday through Wednesday, we're noon to midnight. Thursday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. And then Saturday and Sunday, we open at 9 a.m. So we have times that hopefully work with everybody's schedule to come visit us.
Nice.
And now this is not a 21 and over venue, right? This is a family-friendly venue?
Absolutely. Yes. The tap room, which you mentioned, we keep that 21 and over since it's self-service beer.
Yeah.
And then we also have a Cosmic Lounge on the fourth floor that I can't wait for you guys to see. It's so special. It has display screens that go all the way across the floor, up the walls, and even curved around. Display screens that have like atmospherical animation type action on them.
Yeah.
And then we can also put games, like sports games or movies or whatever we like on those screens. So that is more loungy.
Yeah.
So that is also 21 and over, but all the floors are open to guests of all ages.
Another one I want to highlight real quick. How much am I looking to park at Atomic Golf?
Zero.
That's
the best. You can park right at our spot. So we do have limited parking right next to the venue. And then if there's overflow parking, we're actually utilizing the Strats parking garage where locals can park for free. And there is a hallway that runs right up to our property. So you don't hardly need to walk outside at all and can walk right through the Strat if you park over there.
That's perfect. That I actually perfect. Had that in my questions here. So you will have to cancel that out, Kelly, because we all know, I mean, realistically
parking
speaking,
is a big thing now.
Well,
it
parking,
really is.
Not only that, but that walk on Las Vegas Boulevard, Ashley, at, 1 o'clock in the morning, midnight. That's not the best area, right? I mean, let's be real. So that was one of my questions. Do we have a hallway connecting the property to the venue? So this is great. Thank you.
Perfect.
And, you know, the Strat has done a lot of beautiful renovations, and actually the hallway is one of them, right past McCall's there.
Yeah.
It's brand new, straight to our property.
Very cool.
Now, Ashley, will you guys have any betting available at your venue? So if I want to bet on my favorite game, will that be available there? Or will I have to walk across the street to the Strat?
So we do not have a sports book, but we're all lucky now that it's all on our phone.
That's
right?
True.
So
yes. Exactly
you can, right. You can satellite. Absolutely do it while you're here. But yes, we do not have gaming or sports betting. No.
Okay.
And anybody who is a serious bettor has multiple apps on their phone. So no need to leave anyways.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
need to leave.
Their bets are made before they get to Atomic Golf.
I have three apps on my phone for every time I go to Vegas. just in case one isn't working.
You're going to learn real fast, Ashley. We're junkies over here.
I love it. I'm glad. You need multiple apps because we have so many screens here. So
yeah.
So one little tidbit is that our venue is 100,000 square feet in size, and we have 9,000 feet of displays and screens throughout the venue.
That's amazing.
So when you're talking about betting, there's plenty of games to watch. So you can have all those apps going at once, all with something different.
And that's something that I find is going to be something so beneficial for your facility is four floors of all family interesting things to do. Like not everybody, in any family, not everybody is going to love to do one thing, but you have so much to offer in the same space that, the family can go and, some kids can go to one place. Some people can go to the Atomic Golf Bays. You can go, eat, you can go watch the screens. It's something for everybody. And that's what, especially in Vegas nowadays, if you could have a all family opening where everybody can do something that they like, you're going to get more people that want to go there. Because then everybody's going to be happy.
They remember how much fun they had.
Yes, yeah. And everybody's going to be happy.
I'm glad you brought that up because we haven't even got into all the surprises yet.
Like, oh, good.
Exactly how you're describing it is perfect. That's absolutely perfect. On our first floor, we have a putting district. So we actually use this projection mapping technology that projects games onto a putting bay. It's turf right there inside, all covered up with high top table surrounding so that your guests can all still be together while somebody's playing this putting game. So like you said, maybe not everybody's golfers. They want to try something else. Well, we also have this putting opportunity. And then you guys got to see what's on the first floor, our golf cannons.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. So, tell me more. Yes.
Okay. So golf cannons. This is unlike anything I've seen before. So picture going to the fair and shooting that little water gun into the clown's mouth.
Oh,
right?
I remember that game. And yes.
Then amp that up 100 times over. And it's a large cannon that instead of hitting the golf ball, you're shooting the golf ball into the range.
Oh,
still
has
the targets, but you get to shoot it out of a cannon. So,
that is up my alley right there.
We're talking about... Yes. Good. We'll save a seat for you.
Perfect.
Because when we're talking about different ways to engage, yes, add those two to your list also, please.
Very cool.
That's amazing. Yeah, and that's something that, to my knowledge, nowhere else in Vegas has something like that. So you're bringing new and unique things for tourists to come explore, which is awesome.
Cool. That's the goal.
So let me ask you, can people bring their own clubs or do you folks provide them for folks?
Yes, to both. So we have clubs at every bay. Yeah, we have men's, women's, left-handed. We have junior clubs. And that's all included with your rental. No extra charge. We might have a couple of nicks on them because we've all been hitting with them.
People,
no, I'm just kidding.
Happy
I'm saying
Gilmore.
we're but no, they look great. They're all available and included with the rental. But guests who would like to bring their own clubs absolutely can bring those in and use them at our space.
Now, Ashley, do you have a favorite drink on the menu that you have been wanting to try?
There's a wide variety of options, but I think I'm going to go with the King. Okay, and the King is a nod to Elvis. So it's absolute vanilla vodka. It has this peanut butter whiskey, this Skirball peanut butter whiskey. It has some creme de coco, and then we have a banana chip to finish it off.
Oh, that sounds really good. That really, and it sounds like Elvis.
And that's the
His
Elvis
peanut butter
sandwich.
Yes,
yeah,
I peanut butter banana sandwich.
I was waiting.
Okay, that is on my list when we go then. That is on my list. The King.
Awesome.
I'm writing that down.
Good.
The King.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, when we go, Ashley, do I need to make reservations or can we just walk in? How does that work?
Sure. We want to make it as simple as possible for everybody and what works best for you. So there's three ways to join us. You can always join us on a walk-in basis. And in that scenario, it's just as it sounds. You're checking in. We put your name on the wait list and we'll get you hitting bay as soon as possible. You can also join us by getting what we're calling a fast pass. So you pay a small fee in advance online, and then when you show up at your selected time, you'll be put to the top of the wait list.
Oh, nice.
So you're essentially paying a convenience fee to get to the top of the wait list, but then everything else is the same as walk-in. You'll pay walk-in pricing for the golf and order your food while you're there.
Okay.
And then finally, you can always plan your outings in advance with our group sales department. And here, a group could be 2 people, a group could be 3,000 people.
Good. I'm glad you defined that because some people are going to be like, oh, I can't even make a reservation for my family of 4.
Yes.
But you can.
Yeah.
So just call group sales, get your, because, you know, we're more of the walk-in people, I think, because we kind of fly by the seat of our pants 100%. When we're in Vegas. But a lot of families, they plan their trip literally like daily and they'll plan months in advance. Is there a limit to how far in advance somebody can make their reservations?
Right now, all our reservations are open for group sales. We don't have a limit right now because we want everybody to come experience this space. But when you make a group reservation, it comes with either prepackaged food and beverage or a food and beverage credit. And so that way it's just a little bit more turnkey so that when you show up, you don't have to worry about the menu and who ordered what. You just enjoy your company and enjoy the game.
Nice.
And we pre-plan the food. So three different ways to join us, all slightly different price points, but all we want people to join us any and all of those ways.
Yeah, I like that. And the giving people many options, you're going to get so many more people just be like, oh, that's convenient. In Vegas, we like convenience.
So that's perfect. Being on the subject of luxury suites and the meeting rooms and stuff like that, can you highlight this food menu that I'm seeing that's been chef curated? And I've been looking at the pictures and the videos online. Everything looks amazing. Like, honestly, guys, if you're listening right now, pull up the Instagram stuff. Like, there's all kinds of different videos about this place. But the food that is showing on the actual website, too, looks pretty damn good for just food that you don't expect that you're going to get at a place like this.
Well, I'm so lucky, and my teammates here are so lucky, because the chefs have been practicing and perfecting these menus the past few weeks.
Oh,
so
we're yeah.
the taste testers,
yeah,
of course.
Okay.
Best job ever right now.
I second exactly what you said. The food is, it's approachable, but it's unexpected. You know, I'm not actually an adventurous eater, and Chef has plenty of things on the menu that I'll try, but it's at the same time things that I've never had before, mm-hmm. right? So as far as highlighting the menu, the other thing I'll say about our chef, I always brag about him, Chef Robert Lamelli, he actually won an episode of one of my favorite shows, Guy's Grocery Games.
Oh, and very
he's a Food Network champion,
yeah, nice.
And he's brought that same personality and creativity here. So we all go back and forth on our favorite things. So I think some highlights I would give you are our lollipop wings. You're going to expect wings, right?
Yeah.
But then here, they're lollipop wings. So they come off the bone cleanly. They are crisp just enough with just enough sauce. And those always seem to run out really fast here in our taste testing. I would also highlight the New York steak banh mi fries. So it's actually fries with beautiful spicy mayo and chilies and green onions, but the steak that he puts on top is absolute perfection. We have a pretty advanced kitchen here. It's a Rationale kitchen. This venue is actually the only place in the entire world that uses this Rationale equipment in this application, meaning lots of times Rationale is used for large scale properties, yeah. way bigger than ours. Mm-hmm. And our chefs have created this menu to use this equipment for individual plates like this. And why that's so important and why I always highlight it with people is we talk so much about the technology and ways to be active in the games. And that's front of house, right? That's yeah. what all of our guests see.
Right.
But then back of house, we back it up with this most beautiful kitchen, state-of-the-art technology that hasn't been done anywhere else. Nobody has pushed doing it for individual plates. And we have, meaning that we can produce more food more consistently, quicker, so that our guests have the absolute best experience. And the steak that I'm talking about, he makes in 6 minutes. And has that beautiful crust on the outside, but is perfectly medium rare in the middle. So
nice.
those are only a couple.
Yeah.
We could have a whole separate podcast just about this.
Oh, I like you a lot. Yeah, no, this is very cool because, yeah, when we go places, that's us. Like you said, we don't usually plan things out, and usually we're on the move and on the go. And a lot of the times, Kelly is not adventurous. She doesn't
know. No, especially in the food. If I don't know what it is, I'm like, I'm not going to try that. Julian will try anything.
Yeah.
He's had the frog legs. He's had the, you name it. He's lizard, whatever. He has tried it. I'm like, no.
Yeah. Kelly's looking for the nearest McDonald's or Wendy's. Something she knows.
If it looks like it's moving, I'm like, no, not happening.
But
it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm not really a big steak eater either. But what you described, I would be on that, like, white on rice.
Yeah, no, this is amazing. The photos online, everything looks, like, superb. And that's why I wanted to talk about the food, because the pictures online, I mean, it's really good looking. And you can tell it's not just done up by just some guy in a kitchen. This guy's putting mm-hmm. love into what he's doing, and it clearly comes through in the photos. So, and obviously, you guys are taking care of him, and that's got to say something about what you guys are doing for him and what he can do for you guys in return, right? You guys are bringing him the best equipment. Now, this is coming from a chef, an ex-chef who used to cook and run kitchens. You're bringing him the best product for him to use. and he feels spoiled. So in return, all he's going to do is spoil you guys back with his creativity and craft, right? So it's really a win-win process for what you guys got going on.
I love that. Well, that's what he's doing. He's spoiling us.
With also,
and Kelly, I didn't even get into the flatbreads, by the
way.
Oh,
good to see. And I can do flatbread. I love flatbread.
Yeah, please tell us more. We're not done.
They're crunchy, like they're just thick enough. They're crunchy crust, but the right amount of soft.
Yes.
And he piles on the ingredients. So flatbreads too, when we're talking about approachable, comfortable menu items.
And you know what sticks out, Ashley, really is because I'm thinking about all of these awesome things that you're mentioning that people want to come do, the activities.
Yeah.
But for Atomic Golf to back it up with high quality food, because people, if you're thinking about doing the activities, you're going for, you know, the screens, you're going for the golf, you're going for the beer. They don't think about the food. It's kind of takes second nature, backseat to it. But the quality that you're describing and the chef that you brought in and the food that you're willing to put out there is also going to be something that people are like, I just want to go eat there. I don't really need to golf today, but I want to go eat.
Honey, you know what I mean? Golf. Yeah, I got other stuff.
So I love that it's full circle. You're not only thinking about the activities and then having food be second best or taking the back seat, but you're also saying, hey, we're here first class all the way around. That's going to be an awesome, awesome facility.
Keep telling everybody that.
I am super excited.
I want you to share it with everybody.
Absolutely.
Good. Us too.
So one of the other unique things I saw about what you guys are doing is you guys are kind of like, not to refer to another place or compare, Allegiant Stadium. You guys are doing cashless, right? You guys are doing basically card for everything. And I find that so beneficial when on the go and at Allegiant Stadium and at a college football game, the last thing I wanted to do was take time. It was easy. I know what I wanted. I scanned and I was out and back in my seat in no time. And that was everywhere. So kudos to you guys for doing that, because it does seem like this makes the process of everything, especially you saw how long we waited when we had dinner at a place recently and we were just waiting for our check, right?
Yes.
So being cashless, it does seem like it's very
efficient,
time efficient.
It's very efficient.
That's the goal. We want it to be the best guest experience. So when you're ordering food, you're saying like waiting for your check. We have a tablet right there that our servers are taking the order. So there's no taking the order, going somewhere else, plugging it in, getting stopped on the way. No, we'll do it right then and there. So chef can make you the most fresh food. And then same thing, you can pay right then and there. And since we're so hyping up technology and really want to feature technology, then cashless was the perfect option for us.
Now, is there a dress code when people go into Atomic Golf, or is it kind of?
No, there's not. Come as you are. We one of our little sayings is golf untucked. So it doesn't need to be traditional golf. It doesn't need to be flip-flops and tank tops. It can be anything in between or above, I guess.
Yes.
So, we welcome
hopefully
you.
Not much
welcome
less,
you as you
but
are.
You know,
yes.
Come as you are, but with something on. Something.
I like how she laughed when you asked the question. That was great. Yeah. So let me ask you, for the diehard, okay, let me know if this is not okay, okay, to ask, but for the diehard, like, Tolf Golf folks that are committed to that place, what message would you say to them about visiting Atomic Golf and giving it a chance?
I would say Top Golf is incredible. They've set the bar so high.
Mm-hmm.
They have built this industry and introduced it to so many different people. So we're thankful for Top Golf and introducing the concept of golf entertainment for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And people who might be curious, I would say to come give us a try. You know, our games are different. The technology is different and our offerings are different. All the stuff that we went over. But all the enjoyment that comes with golf entertainment and being together and getting to experience a little bit of competitiveness, or maybe just experiencing incredible food or something new or great views. We have all that here. So
and that's, come
give us a look.
And that's not a dig at saying, hey, Top Golf is the best place to go and golf in town. That's me just using them as a comparison for an example. Because we all know in the future, there's swingers opening up at Mandalay Bay, which is going to be a different ambiance and atmosphere, right? Well, what I seen, and just trying to compare the two already, just from what I'm seeing, this is more of a place you want to go and chill, interact, do stuff, stay busy. Topgolf comes off to me as more of like a lounge, chill, hang out, be at the pool atmosphere type thing, hang out more of the day and hang out there versus doing multiple things at this location because there's so much going on. Like I said, it's going to be hard to cover a lot in a small time frame.
Ashley works for Topgolf, so she can't really be like, hey, what's up? But me as a podcaster, I can be like, Topgolf, thanks for setting the bar. Atomic Golf, they just raised the bar.
Well, and
I set that challenge.
It sounds
like, yeah, Topgolf was classic.
Yeah.
And now these new facilities are coming up like Atomic Golf where they're just raising the bar one. I mean, and it's healthy competition, well, I believe.
It says a lot about Vegas and what it does for people, right? How many people said the dart place over at Venetian was going to be
boring? And Flight Club has just taken off.
People
love it.
Right. And that's what Vegas does. It takes people out of their shell. I mean, Ashley, we were just in town and I love putting myself in uncomfortable situations. And
so I took him to Old Red.
Yeah. And I'm by no means a country guy, right? I don't wear a cowboy hat or flannels, right? But I had the best damn time, right? And that's what Vegas does to you. It takes you out of your zone for a little while and you get to experience anything you want to do in this city. And that's what you guys are doing to a whole different level while being able to play golf.
Right. Well, and successful businesses is adapt. And sounds like you guys have adapted to what you feel the tourists are going to want.
Yeah.
Because I want to go there and I'm not a golfer. Like I said, we don't golf, but I'm like, you have this, you have good food, you have, you know, the craft bar, you have all the big screens. I want to go check this place out.
And for the people listening, I do want to phrase that we are not by all being paid by Ashley to anything we're saying.
No.
We love to tell you guys about places to go in town. We've been doing it for years. This is what we do. People like it or hate it. So at the end of the day, you mentioned something really key right now, Kelly. This question specifically for you, Ashley, true or false? Mm-hmm. You basically have to be a golfer to visit Atomic Golf.
100% false.
That's what I love about this. The more and more I'm looking at this whole place and checking out more in detail, I'm getting more and more excited. The room you talked about, the lounge that is changing, I just saw parts of where it said there's parts of the walls that are changing. I didn't even realize it's the whole actual ambiance, the floor and ceiling, everything. So there's so much more that I'm missing. I'm sure there's going to be a lot that we didn't even describe or touch because there's so much going on within the facility. But I do. I think this is really cool and something people should definitely consider checking out on their next trip.
So, Ashley, can you let our listeners know exactly where they can book online and different social media platforms that they can follow you folks on?
Yes, please go on to atomicgolf.com and you can book online under group events. You can book either of those ways that we mentioned, the fast pass, skipping the line, or booking an actual group event where we have pre-planned food and beverage. And that way you save your most precious commodity, time.
Yeah.
Show up and we'll be ready for you.
Perfect. And what social media what social media platforms can they follow you on?
Atomic Golf Vegas. So we'll continue to post pictures as we ramp up to opening. And then when we're live and open March 22nd at 10 a.m., you'll get to see it in real life with some of our first guests.
Any huge plans for the opening you guys got going on?
Absolutely.
Very cool.
So at 9 a.m., we're inviting media and dignitaries to help us cut the ribbon. And then we have a few surprises that will be going on just before and throughout the weekend for opening. So we'll leave those to social. We'll let you guys follow.
Very cool. Keep the minds going. Okay, there. I like it.
Yes.
So this is going to be a bonus question. This is going to be pertaining to Vegas, not so much to Atomic Golf or the Strip per se. What we like to do is kind of pick people's brain when they come on the show, get to know a little more about them, background, how they ended up in Vegas, right? So tell us, what are some of your hidden gems that you would consider are in town that people should consider checking out? This can be a restaurant, this can be a park, a coffee shop, a bar that people may not know about.
Sure. Okay. So I was a tourist in Vegas for a long time. I always loved it.
And I always wanted to live where there was palm trees. So finally, in 2016, we moved out here. So I do think I know a couple hidden gems.
Okay. All righty. And to hear these answers, folks, you got to check it out over on the Patreon side where we bring some extra content, like I said. And it's a little way of saying thank you to the content we throw together here at the podcast and the YouTube channel. And we give back a little extra for you guys to check out in return, like bonus questions throughout our interviews, and then just to find out a little more in detail about places you need to check out before any of it hits any of the other platforms. And to all the Patreon members, you folks know who you are. As I mention you guys in every episode, I just don't think it's appropriate in interviews like this when we talk to businesses. Hey, Ashley, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Is there anything we're missing or that you want to put out there for people to know about Atomic Golf or as far as getting a hold of the property or anything like that?
I would just say that Atomic Golf truly can be for any group size and anyone. We've gone over some of the highlights, but like you said, that's only the tip of the iceberg. This place is meant to be explored, so we would love it if you come give us a try and see what interests you, and then push it a little further. Try golf if that's out of your comfort zone. Try some different food and just really enjoy the full experience with us, because we've put our heart and soul into it, and we're very excited to bring it to the Las Vegas community and our visitors.
It sounds amazing. And if they don't want to swing the golf club, they can go shoot a cannon.
Yeah. Go shoot a cannon of balls.
Perfect.
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, one or the other. Something's going to make them happy.
We've given you guys nothing but excuses to go and check this place out, right?
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. No, really. Absolutely. It really does. And I'm looking forward to going on our next trip just to go and check it all out, be able to talk about it in firsthand experience. But honestly, this has been so much fun. Thank you for spending some time with us, coming on the podcast, letting us get to know more about the venue. And of course, you know, we're all about promotion, cross-promoting, and working with different businesses. This has been really fun, and you've been great. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ashley.
Thank you for your time. Fantastic to talk with you guys.
No worries.
We'll see you at Atomic Golf soon.
Absolutely. And if you haven't got online, book your time slot now.
Go check the food out, guys. Yep. This place is ridiculous. The different levels. Check out the different videos on social media. Even YouTube right now, the Atomic Golf videos, you get walkthroughs, visual walkthroughs of places and what it looks like. It's freaking awesome.
Amazing.
I can't wait to go. Yeah, I'm ready to go. Thank you, Ashley, so much. We'll be chatting with you soon.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Awesome. Have a good one.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate
Have a great weekend.
You.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty, my friends. Let me know what you guys thought of the interview. And again, thank you to Ashley for spending some time with us. But let me know if this is the venue that you guys would check out when heading to Vegas on your next trip, or even if you're a local, if this is something that's piquing your interest. Because I know I will be checking this place out, and of course when I go, I will be taking video to show you guys more of it. But it does, it looks really entertaining to me, and this is one of those places where, like I said, we're not huge golfers here, but I can see myself spending time there and having a good time. So if you do find yourself interested in this, let me know via social media on any of the platforms out there. You can reach out to the podcast at vegasconfessionspod@gmail.com. I really, really enjoy when we get the opportunity to chat with new businesses or just businesses in general that are doing something different, and this was one of them. So, and by all means, if you found this entertaining or informative, let a friend know, let them know about the podcast, and until the next episode, I will chat with you soon. Cheers.
Lucky girl, she got married to a boy like you. She'd kick you out if she ever, ever knew about all the you tell me that you do. Dirty, dirty boy, you know everyone is talking on the scene. I hear them whispering about the places that you've been and how you don't know how to keep your business clean. Drop the attic, give me love, give me Fendi, my Balenciaga daddy. You gonna need to bag it up.